Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up right now, we have Miss Courtney Cronin. You can follow her at Twitter at Courtney R. Cronin. She's a multimedia sports reporter for At The Merck News, also at Bang_Sports, covering the Raiders, Niners, Warriors, and the Giants. And she's at a whole different level than we are because she's a national award-winning journalist.
Nice.
So she's got some time for us. Courtney, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good, but I'm on the same level as everyone else. That just helps with some branding, you know?
Hey, you girl, brush your shoulders off, take it for what it is, and run with it, girl.
Toot your horn a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. But thank you, Courtney, for coming on with us. I know we can talk a lot of different things with you. We're just talking about the silver and black right now. They go south of the border last week. They get that victory. You know, a lot of questions around it, but to me, it wasn't the best game played that I have seen the Raiders play. We know that they can play a whole lot better. Before we move into tomorrow's game against the Panthers, what did you take out of that victory down in Mexico against the Texans for the Raiders?
Well, I think the biggest thing you take away is that this team's identity has gone back to that of, you know, what got them to the Super Bowl years more than a decade ago. This is a team that can pull out really close games, unlike its opponent that it plays tomorrow. I mean, they've kind of flipped the script of, you know, the identity that the Panthers had last year going to Super Bowl and, you know, the identity of they have now. Same thing with the Raiders. I mean, a year ago, this Raiders team probably would not have won that game and gone for it, at least, you know, on fourth and one there late in the fourth quarter. And now it's a completely different story that starts with having, you know, your franchise quarterback with Derek Carr. Just you've seen his progression throughout the year and just how much of a benefit it was for the Raiders to pay, you know, pony up some big cash for that offensive line. It all kind of yields the big result that they were able to get in several close games. They really haven't outscored opponents by that much, you know, so far in a lot of their wins, especially those on the road. Even though this is technically considered a home game, it was still a road game, all things considered. So I think that's the biggest takeaway, in that this team, you know, it's not an ugly game, an ugly win, or excuse me, it's not a pretty win. It's an ugly win, but wins are wins in this league, and they're hard to come by, and they were able to do that.
Yeah, Courtney, you know what I think one of the biggest kind of revelations this year has been the emergence of Derek Carr under pressure, under the gun, and, you know, down in the fourth quarter, he's made a lot of fourth quarter comebacks. I believe he leads the league. I'm going to ask you, in the midst of this long Thanksgiving weekend, if you had to compare Derek Carr to a Thanksgiving dish, what dish would it be?
I mean, I guess it's the turkey's the main dish.
Nice.
He's the head honcho. So I guess, I mean, this is he's truly their franchise quarterback. They found the future of this franchise for at least, you know, the next 5-6 seasons. You know, you hope that this is somebody who has a, you know, on track to have a very long career. But I think that that's a safe bet just because he's the leader of this team. You know, you take a look at where he was at this point last year. His biggest issues came in the fourth quarter. That's where most of his interceptions were. He has 4 interceptions now. And that's just, it's just completely slashed more than in half of what he did last season. And I think that he's really coming into his own. I mean, he's on the level of, you know, becoming an elite quarterback. He's in the conversation for the MVP award this year, and rightfully so. I mean, he's done everything in his power in this offseason to take his game to the next level, and we've seen it unfold. It's now, you know, just in the prime of the season, which is really cool for him.
So, Courtney, can I tweet this out and go on record that Courtney called Derek Carr a turkey?
I mean, in the most endearing sense, turkey's the main dish.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, unless you're a vegetarian.
Right. Tofurkey, don't do it, people.
Green beans.
Right.
So.
Talking to Courtney Cronin. You can follow her at Twitter at Courtney R. Cronin. They're talking about Latavius Murray. He's still, you know, he's nursing an ankle injury. If he is out, they say he's questionable. We already know in the NFL when they're questionable, they're going to play. But if he is of absence and doesn't play, now we got to run with a two-headed monster with Washington and Richard. And we know that Luke Kuechly is out. And so is defensive end, their sack leader, Mario Addison. Should we salivate at that and kind of just run it down the throats as much as we can? Because we all know the run opens up the passing game, because we already know what Derek Carr can do. Or should we still be pretty much, I'd hate to say, you know, on the soft side, but they are ranked number two against the rush.
Yeah, and I think that that's something you need to take into consideration. Obviously, you know, Luke is a Pro Bowler linebacker. He's the captain of that defense. And with that concussion he sustained, I mean, you got to wonder about what his future is the rest of the season, considering what, you know, the rest of the Panthers, you know, they've had some issues with the concussion protocol. I think Michael has been in it now for over 60 days. So it's kind of a scary situation going on there, scary reality for them. But when it comes to what the Raiders did last week, and they only gained 30 yards on the ground, they're not going to just try to, you know, the thing is that they're so versatile with their running backs that, you know, Richard and Murray became wide receivers. And I mean, they utilize them in short slants, utilizing them out of the slot. It's smart. And I think that that's what we're going to see tomorrow if they can't establish the run again. But I think that they start to get it going. I mean, they have such a gem in Jalen Richard. I covered the kid in Southern Miss 3 years, and that is what a steal. Like, what a story. I mean, the kid's an undrafted free agent, not even a priority. Comes here on a rookie tryout, you know, shows out in his first game of the season in New Orleans, which is the home state, and then just a really cool story throughout the year, and definitely a candidate for, rookie MVP. Obviously, you got to throw Carl Joseph in that too, but he's done so much with every opportunity he's had. So I think tomorrow, you know, if Murray is out, if he doesn't play, as you said, obviously the lingering injury, I still think that there's a very good chance that we do see him. But Richard has, you know, really outperformed a lot of those guys. And him and DeAndre Washington have been a good package, even in, as we saw earlier, you know, in 3 weeks, for a three-week stretch, you know, without Latavius Murray, the two of them held their own except against Kansas City. So I think it's a good situation to be in, if Murray is indeed out.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow, 1:25 kickoff from the Coliseum. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. The pre-show starts at 11:30 with Chris Townsend and also Bill Romanowski. You definitely don't want to miss out on that. Our guest right now is Courtney Cronin, and we can talk a little bit about everything. We definitely want to talk some Warriors before we let you go, but I got to throw this out there. It is basketball season. It is football season, but I'm hearing the Kung Fu Panda could be returning to the Bay Area. I know this story just broke yesterday, the day before, the Red Sox third baseman Pablo Sandoval. Yes, Giant fans know him, but that's a lot of money that needs to be eaten up by the Red Sox. But I heard that the Giants are in talks or maybe even interested. What do you know about this story?
You know, I think it's still in the early stages of it. Because the Giants discussed bringing him back. What does that mean? I mean, you know, for a lot of, you know, I think a lot of people want to see what the Giants are going to do at the closer position and throwing a lot of money. I mean, you heard the talks in the fall meetings that, you know, meeting with Aroldis Chapman's people early on, whether that's going to go anywhere. It seems like that talk has died down. I think the stuff that we're going to see, when he left the $5 million contract with Boston after 2014. So that's, you know, he's kind of had an underwhelming, you know, whether the struggle is now, you know, if they want to be able to try to fit him in where their, you know, where their space is for him on the team. I still think it's early. I think it's an early conversation. They've got some work to do in the off season. And then for me, it starts all up, you know, for everybody. I think it starts with the closer. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if that conversation comes to anything, but for now, I think it's, you know, it's the beginning stages of it.
Yeah, and he looks very healthy. I don't know if you've seen a picture of him out there in Barcelona. He looked like he lost about 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that that's been the key for him. I mean, he's admitted it. He's had some problems, you know, with his weight. So that's, you got to wonder, you know, what health are you getting, Pablo Sandoval, if you do bring him to the Bay Area again?
Right.
Yeah, speaking of free agent signings, the Warriors had a pretty good one this past summer in Kevin Durant, and he seems to be everything you can ask for, all we thought he was going to be. The Warriors made quick work of the Lakers the last couple of games, but real quickly, tell me about how Kevin Durant has fit in into this Warriors offense that may be historically one of the best offenses we've ever seen on an NBA court.
I think he's fit in pretty well. I think that that's, you know, it speaks for itself. I mean, you saw what they did at Oracle the other night. Now they have the NBA, you know, the record for assists, which Durant spoke to, just saying how comfortable they finally are with each other, because it felt like, you know, after that first game, and, you know, they get, you know, the it felt like it was close for a while against New Orleans, you know, in the game, Curry ended up, you know, getting the NBA record for threes in the game. It's just, there's a lot of panic, I think, among just the outside of, you know, is this team gelling? How long is it going to take? I think, you know, against Los Angeles on Wednesday, you saw that finally come to fruition. And Kevin's, I mean, he's been such a huge spark of it. I mean, he's, even in, like, when they go super small and they're making him play the five, he's done a really good job adapting to where he fits in this offense. And even on defense, I think you're really starting to see him come into his own, you know, and really work into the, you know, kind of the core of this team. So, I mean, everything, this is exactly how they expected it to go. I mean, it wasn't going to be, you know, snap your fingers and this team looks like a team that's ready to contend for the finals on game one, but it's becoming a trend now where you're beating teams by 30 points. I mean,
yeah,
that's probably what we're going to see all season long. It's the exact same thing that we saw last year too. I mean, this is the MO for this era of the Warriors team, and Kevin Durant's fitting nicely into it.
No doubt. Courtney, real quick, I want to ask you, you know, we know that the defense is going to take some time to adjust. I think Andrew Bogut was the best defensive center in the NBA, and really by a long shot. I know DeAndre Jordan is a great shot blocker, but in terms of all Andrew Bogut brought to the table, we know that the defense is going to have to adjust. But how do you kind of negotiate the contract between the Warriors being one of the best shot blocking teams and their defense also taking a step back? They had another 10 shot blocks last night. Tell me about what they've been doing to block more shots at the rim, and do you think that will be a factor going down deep into the playoffs where they don't have a traditional shot blocker besides JaVale McGee, who hasn't been playing a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a rotation at center. I mean, Zaza came into the game last night, I think, with three blocks, and by the time he ended it, you know, he had three, you know, early on in the game.
Yeah.
And by halftime, that's huge, because I think that's a huge knock on him, is that he's just not a traditional rim protector like you had with Andrew Bogut, and that would be, you know, we talked about the Giants, their Achilles heel in 2016, their Achilles heel was their closer. You know, down the stretch, could the Warriors' Achilles heel be the fact that they don't have an Andrew Bogut, that he's gone, his absence will be felt? Maybe, but I really think the rotation that Steve Kerr is working with right now, and we said this was going to be something that's not figured out necessarily by the end of November, not necessarily figured out by the first half of the season. I think they're working at it, though. I mean, being able to, you know, split his minutes, getting David West in there, as you mentioned, JaVale McGee. I mean, it's been a good mix. But I think Zaza has really surprised some people, just with his, you know, ability around the rim, and, you know, just this is the way that he's been able to kind of command charge of his defense early on. I mean, he's not somebody that gets praised a lot for blocking shots, so when you do see that show up on the stat sheet, it's something to talk about.
Mm.
Now, Courtney, before we let you go, tonight's game, it's at 7:30 at Oracle against the Timberwolves, Los Lobos. Ian Clark throat and also Draymond Green, excuse me, left ankle contusion. If Draymond Green, no disrespect to Clark, but if Draymond Green does not play and he is not a go tonight, does that change the game a lot for the Warriors against the Lobos?
You know, I think that if you're the Warriors, you're thanking, you know, somebody above for that not being a more serious situation, with, you know, Clark just getting hit in the throat and not being a concussion, and, you know, Draymond's ankle. To me, this is not a huge situation. It's still really early in the season. You've got to wonder who's going to be, you know, how this team's going to be able to.
Did we lose her?
I think we might have lost her.
Oh, I think we lost her right there. Well, anyway,
great stuff, though.
Great stuff that she had right there. Just she's definitely on my Christmas list to get her a new phone. But Courtney Cronin, love the lady. Great stuff. She knows her stuff, and we always respect her, and that's why we had her on. Courtney R. Cronin, that is her Twitter. Follow her on there. She's a multimedia sports reporter for the Merck News and also Bang_Sports. Covers the Raiders, Niners, Warriors, and the Giants. And like we mentioned, we'll brush her shoulders off for her. She's a national award-winning journalist.
No doubt. She deserves
it, so
yep.
Why not?
Yep.
So I want to thank her so much for coming on, and I'm sure we'll have her again sometime soon.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.